You're listening to The Sessions from Midori House, first broadcast on the 1st of August 2015 on Monocle 24.
I'll take a little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're
ready. Let's do it, man.
Welcome to The Sessions at Midori House. I'm Andrew Muller. Today's guests came together in Dallas slightly over two decades ago. Since then, the Old 97s, for it is they, have amassed 10 studio albums, uncountable road miles, and a renown which, while fervent among the converted, has never quite furnished them with guitar-shaped swimming pools. But their influence is immense and indisputable. Much of what is now thought of as alt-country is defined by Old 97's attempts to wed the lachrymose lyrical laments of their old-school honky-tonk heroes with the punky guitars of their college rock contemporaries. Old 97s descended on Midori House while touring their current album, Most Messed Up.
This is a love song called Let's Get Drunk and Get It On off the most recent Old 97s album, Most Messed Up.
Your eyes are the color of the earth as seen from outer space. Got a gorgeous face, though it's a little odd. Tell me that you like the songs that tell the story of, oh yeah, real love, the kind that's flawed. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Oh, let's get drunk and get it on. I'll take you to a cheap hotel out on the interstate. Well, you look so great to me. This is the perfect place for a rendezvous. It's got a rotten view, but the ice is free. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Oh, let's get drunk and get it on. Lay out a blanket beneath the water tower. Watch the meteor shower, heaven on display. We got right here, right now, lucky us. Oh yeah, it's wondrous. What a perfect day. Drink champagne and make love all night long. Oh, let's get drunk and get it on. Let's drink whiskey and do it all night long. Oh, let's get drunk and get it on. Let's get drunk and get it on. Let's get drunk and get it on. Woohoo! Oh yeah!
We do actually have four people as opposed to the usual one or two at the most. We have the Old 97s all here. So I think in order to enhance the experience for our listeners, if you could all introduce yourself individually so they can tell which voice is which.
Okay, well, I'm Murray and I play bass.
I'm Philip and I'm the drummer.
I'm Ken Bethay and I'm the lead guitar player.
I'm Rhett Miller and I'm what they call the front man.
Face man.
This is, I think I'm right in saying, is this the first time you've actually got it together to play in London?
In England at all.
It
is ridiculous.
I wish you had been our manager for the last 20 years. We've had management that have always stressed the idea of conquering America first. And I think that the reason was that to come over to the UK or Europe in general, you lose money for a while before you make money. And we've had the good fortune to do well in the States. So the management has always stressed, maybe it'd be better just to keep touring America for now. Because then they would make money off the tours.
Yeah, right. Hi, Wes.
We got a great new manager, yeah, and he brought us over finally.
We're singing the praises of our management for getting us over here.
But I think better late than never. I think we could start coming back every month or two, right?
I wish.
I mean, it seems a good place to start talking about the new album, Most Messed Up, which does start with a song which does have that kind of surveying and settling of accounts feel about it. A song called Longer Than You've Been Alive, which is, I guess, a fairly self-explanatory line about your audiences at this point. Have you got to that weird point of finding yourself thinking, I'm having adult conversations with people born in the 90s?
Oh, yeah. We have open bands that opened for us are born in the 90s.
It's weird, isn't it? You just assume everyone must have been born by then.
Yeah. I have songs older than members of our audience. That's what started me thinking about it. I was singing, there's our song Barrier Reef, and in it it's I feel like the president in the song. And when I wrote that, it was Clinton's first term. He hadn't even been sullied by scandal yet.
I always thought that was a reference to Monica Lewinsky. And
no, that was pre-Lewinsky.
I felt like
it was.
President.
It was pre.
Yeah, and it's no longer heard that way.
But
I'm
remember thinking. Yeah, I remember thinking once. Yeah, because then it became like a funny joke about Clinton's, sexual foibles, and then it became like a dark joke about Bush. And I've gone through so many presidents with this one song.
But that line also applies to our fans that have been with us for 20 years that have children that are teenagers or even of drinking age now, so they come with their parents.
And just imagine how that line's going to sound when people assume you're singing it about Donald Trump.
Oh my God.
Excuse me?
That will never happen. Then we're going to move here.
So. Yeah, we'll be moving here.
but that song, Longer Than You've Been Alive, though you do say in the song you're not usually too keen on songs that are self-referential, it's a fairly bracing disabusing of any ideas of romance about the notions of being a musician. But I was wondering if the reason that you have been able to keep it together for so long, because it was 20 years last year since Hitchhike to Rome?
Yeah, 21 years this year, so yeah.
22 years this year.
Is the fact that you have regarded it as a job part of the reason you've actually been able to keep the band together this long?
I think so.
We take it really seriously. And Murray and I were playing together before the other guys came in. And we went through a lot of lineups where the band members weren't people you'd want to spend every day of your life with.
Or even a week.
I don't know that you'll ever exactly find that. But we've come pretty close with this lineup for the last 22 years.
We all have the same amount of dedication. And we've always wanted to, do it as long as we can.
Yeah. We have a very healthy love-hate relationship with it. It keeps us realistic and balanced, And the song, it points out, what's kind of crusty about being on the road and being in a band like this for that many years. But it's also a loving embrace of it. That was the first thing Ken and I had a big conversation about when we first heard Rhett's song. That, this is really, I feel really good listening to this song. I feel really warm and
proud of what
I love this
accomplished.
Band.
This is a song called Most in the Summertime off my new solo record, The Traveler. Drove a powder blue pickup truck to the edge of town. We had a picnic on a blanket on a hill as the sun beat down. I pulled you close and took your little hand in mine. Think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me. Don't give up on me. We were sleeping in a state park underneath the camper shell. Barometric pressure going crazy, it was raining like hell. My fingers found the notches on your spine. I think I love you most in the summertime. Don't give up on me, don't give up on me. Yeah, think I love you most in the summertime. Got our clothes off, hanging on the line. Think I love you most in the summertime. And it just might make it long as you're still mine.
I did also want to ask, based around a couple of other things that you've done recently, there was the re-release, or the first release a couple of years ago, of those cuts you did with Waylon Jennings in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, another recognition from a piece of recognition on this album from another side of what you do, which is having Tommy Stinson from The Replacements playing on your record. Do you spend much time thinking about where you fit at this point in either, I guess, the country or alternative rock pantheons? Because those are two fairly unimpeachable endorsements right there.
Oh yeah, I think about that often. I mean, I think about one of our idol bands was X from LA, and I don't know if we're on par with them right now, but I kind of feel like we've achieved almost what they were able to achieve, at least as far as the venues they can play. They probably have more legendary status, but you know, you do kind of find yourself looking around going, well, how do we, yeah, we're kind of on their level. Maybe we're right below them or whatever. Some bands have passed us. Some have.
Do you guys have Jeopardy? Do you know what Jeopardy is? It's a TV show.
The game show, yes.
Game show, right?
Alex Trebek.
Last week in America, it's been on since the 60s, you know, right? And last week they had an old 97 question on Jeopardy, and that alone was so like, oh yeah. My gosh, we're on Jeopardy.
We've made it.
And that was a shocker. It blew our mind.
It's nice to be surprised like that this long into a career.
Yeah, we've actually had a Rhino Records greatest hits, just like
was a decade ago.
Just like they would do for the Turtles. These odd little milestones that we know as much as anything.
But
you know?
I find for me that it's a dangerous trap to start holding up our accomplishments and our status against people that we might consider our peers or against whom we might be judged, because, you know, envy is a dangerous and insipid thing, and it's so easy to fall into it. And I'll have a night where I do a lot of solo gigs, and I'll be playing down the street from somebody against whom I'm compared often, and they'll be in the Enormo Dome, and I'm in not the Enormo Dome, you know? And it's just, I do like to think about the good things about where we are, but I try not to think too much about any of it. I just, you know, for me, I find that it's best to just keep working, keep working, keep working.
Think I love you most in the summertime. Think I love you most in the summertime. I think I love you most in the summertime. I think I love you most in the summertime.
Here's a song off the very first record Old 97's made for Elektra Records. The album is called Too Far to Care, and the song is called Barrier Reef.
The empty bottle was half empty, tide was low, and I was thirsty. I saw her sitting at the bar. Well, you know how some girls are always making eyes. Well, she wasn't making eyes. So I sidled up beside her, settled down, and shouted, "Hi there, my name's Stuart Ransom Miller. I'm a serial lady killer." She said, "And I'm already dead." That's exactly what she said. So we tripped the lights, fantastic. We was both made of elastic. Yeah! Midnight came, midnight went, and I thought I was the president. She said, "Do you have a car?" And I said, "Do I have a car?" What's so great about the Barrier Reef? What's so fine about art? Oh, what's so good about a good times band? When you're working on a broken, working on a broken, working on a broken man. When you're working on a broken, working on a broken, working on a broken man. My heart wasn't in it, not for one single minute. I went through emotions with her, her on top and me on liquor. Didn't do no good, well I didn't think it would. What's so great about the Barrier Reef? And what's so fine about art? Oh, what's so good about a good times band? When you're working working on a broken, working on a broken, working on a broken man.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Old 97s, whose current album, Most Messed Up, is available now on ATO Records. They're on tour in the US from mid-September onwards, dates at their website, old97s.com. This show was produced by Holly Fisher, and the sound engineer was Alex Funnell. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks very much for tuning in.